Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin here. So glad you could join us. The trend for planting natives is very popular in gardening right now, and it's important for pollinators, including bees and butterflies. If you're new to gardening, what native plants are easiest to start off with? Where can you find native plants? Anita Camacho, owner of the Little Red Wagon, the only native plant nursery in the Tampa area, will be with us, and she'll provide important advice on starting your own monarch butterfly gardening. She is also going to tell us what a pollinator corridor is and how you can be part of it. We're taking your calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So join Anita, Tom, and Joni McCubbin, Tom Benson, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, author, co-host with Tom McCubbin here. We have a beautiful morning. It's a little rainy in some areas, but I want to give a big shout out to Walter, a longtime listener of Better Lawns and Gardens. He had a question on planting grass seed. What type do I recommend? I told Walter I preferred Argentina Bahia grass over Pensacola grass because Argentina Bahia grows less seed and looks mowed longer than Pensacola, which grows seed very fast and looks like it needs to be mowed the day after you mow it. Great question, Walter. Thank you for being a big fan of Better Lawns and Gardens. Another common question I get is, where can I buy pollinator and native plants? Tom, where's your favorite place to buy native plants?
You know, I go to some of the local native plant nurseries, although some of the independent garden centers have a lot of them also. And in my area, I have about three or four places where I can go ahead and get the native plants. And it's just nice to have those nurseries in business these days, that's for sure.
It is. And supporting local businesses and native nurseries is very, very important. So today, I'm very excited, Tom, to announce there is a new native plant nursery opening in Tampa. Anita Camacho, owner of the Little Red Wagon Nursery, is going to join us to discuss the importance of natives, what's her favorite native to grow, and more information on her nursery's grand opening. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by for this second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of our program by calling 407-916-5400 or texting us at 23680. BetterLawns.com is a webpage that has excellent information to get your gardens going and what to do in August. You can see the upcoming moon signs, hear previous shows, and Joni's Corner has beautiful blooms in her garden, so you want to check that out. Tom Benson's at the controls, and he's taking your phone calls. Joni and Tom and I are all in our office, so we're ready for your calls and questions. But right now, we're going to welcome Anita Camacho. She is the owner of the Little Red Wagon. It's a new native nursery opening up in Tampa Bay. She is also the president of the native or the Tampa Bay chapter of the North American Butterfly Association. She's been president for 3 years. Good morning, Anita. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How about you?
We're doing great here. There's Joni saying hello. Good morning. And so, Anita, I'm very excited about seeing native nurseries open because some people tell me that, you know, you just can't find natives in a lot of places. So all across Florida, we need to have more nurseries opening up. So I'm glad to see that you're opening up a Little Red Wagon.
Thank you. Yes, we're very excited about this and to get started and get natives back into the Florida landscapes in the Tampa Bay area. So it's a very exciting time for me.
Yeah, so Anita, Tom, go right ahead.
I'm just saying, I love the Little Red Wagon idea because when I go out for talks, I pull my Little Red Wagon. Really kind of neat.
So Anita, how do pollinators fit in with conservation?
Well, conservation really is all about protecting the quality and diversity of an ecosystem. And honestly, pollinators provide a couple of key functions that drive the ecosystem health. Their essential function of pollination is the way that most plants set fruit and reproduce. So obviously, without plants and their fruits, there would be terrific consequences for both the ecosystem and humans that rely on them for food. Secondly, a lot of people don't realize that pollinators are part of the food web, very important part of the food web, actually. And for instance, did you know that 96% of the terrestrial bird species depend on insects at some point in their life cycle?
That's a lot.
It's a very big number. So it's a very important for us to do conservation work.
When we talk about, you know, our landscapes and taking care of them, people want to get rid of the insects in their yard, but we have a lot of beneficials that natives support, and those are important for our landscape.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize there's good pollinators besides honeybees because the honeybees were introduced, so we had lots of other pollinators before then.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Our native bees are actually much better pollinators than the honeybees that were introduced. And unfortunately, some of those, the honeybees are kind of chasing out the natives along with the pesticides because the native bees, they're not bees that are going to sting you. They're busy with the flowers. They don't really care about us. They live independently and not in hives. So they're not as prone to wanting to protect the hive like the queen of the honeybees do. So very important. A lot of other pollinators really rely on the native plants.
That is so true. Now, there are endangered native species that our listeners should plant more of. Anita, what kind do you recommend?
Well, there's an endangered species in our area in Hillsborough County, the Florida Golden Aster. It is a little challenging to find commercially, so this is something that I'm working on to figure out how we can get some of that back into our landscape. So that's a project we'll be tackling to try and find more of that propagated and see what we can do to get it back into our yards in Hillsborough County.
Oh, and it's pretty too. I love the asters anywhere, and butterflies just love them. So what kind of yard, a habitat, can be created in? So when somebody has a zero lot line yard, what kind of habitat do you recommend or suggest that they grow?
Well, there's really, in our area, you can plant a butterfly garden in a pot. You can plant them in very small spaces. You really don't need a lot of space to provide what they need for food and shelter and also include water in that part of the landscape. You can do it in your backyard, your front yard, office landscapes, balconies, roadways. There's really any place you can think of. I was even recently talking to a gardener who's a very good friend of mine. She planted a couple of containers on her fourth floor balcony with a few native plants, and she's seen caterpillars for two different butterflies, some anoles, and last week a tree frog. And she just did this not that long ago. It's only been a couple of months. So can you imagine if you have a bigger space, and she's only got three containers with these natives, how much more you could even do? It really doesn't take much space at all.
So you meant, when we were talking, you mentioned pollinator corridors. What is I know what a wildlife corridor in Florida is for the black bears and the panthers. What is a pollinator corridor?
Well, pollinator corridor is kind of like a road network for pollinators. It connects areas of native habitat to each other so that they can go from place to place and find food and not have to starve and be sequestered to a certain area. So a corridor provides these food sources, and it usually provides safe haven. Ideally, it should, well, not ideally, it needs to be pesticide-free for pollinators along the way. And we need these pollinator corridors because so many of our natural areas have become fragmented, and we need to connect them back up to ensure the diversity and the population health of our pollinators.
Yeah.
Tom?
I think we have to find the right place for the natives, right? I mean, we just can't go out to a nursery and get a native plant and just pop it in the ground and expect it to live.
Well, natives are very resilient plants, but yes, there's a right place and location for just about any plant. That's how they work. But our sandy soil and our native plants really, the native plants evolved in our soil. So they're are part of our ecosystem and accustomed to being here. Some plants are going to like shade just a little bit more, and some are going to like sun a little bit more. You do need to plant them in the right location. But most of our native plants have adapted, you know, very well to all the different areas that you can put them. So it's not challenging, I think. Once they're established within the first month or so, they will start to do what they do. And there is a life cycle for native plants. It's a little unusual. It's not, you know, the plant that you buy on a shelf that came straight out of a greenhouse and it's in perfect condition. Native plants have a cycle. They kind of go slow in the beginning a lot of times. They may not look as perfect as, you know, the decorative plants might look as they come out of off the shelf, but they will go through their cycle. They kind of sleep for a little while. Their roots are getting established. Then they creep along. They might not look like there's a lot going on in the second year. And by the third year, they kind of leap. That's the cycle that they go through. And so it takes a little bit of patience sometimes to get them going.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was just thinking, how about some easy ones to grow? You know, I think that's what most homeowners would like.
Oh, there's many that are easy to grow because they belong in Florida. So that's the beauty of it. You don't really have to do a lot to your soils to prepare the ground for them. Biden's alba is one of my favorite because it's known as Spanish needles. Most people think of it as a weed, and it does propagate itself very quickly, but it's one of the top one or two species that provides nectar sources for bees and butterflies in Florida and blooms all year, grows huge. It grows up to 5 feet. Most of the time it stays kind of low. You can even trim it very easily to manage it. And it's also an herb that's edible. The flowers are readily edible on salads and garnishes. And it's also got some medicinal value. So even if there's a small area of it, it grows all year. So when a lot of other plants are not blooming, it's probably one of the best ones because it's blooming in the winter when nothing else is.
So,
and Maypop is another really good one as well.
What is the Maypop?
The Maypop is a beautiful, it is a tropical looking flower, and it's a vine, and it's easily grown. It will reseed itself, so you can get volunteers off of it. and it will grow pretty much anywhere. It likes partial shade to sun. And
all right,
it's the host plant for our zebra longwing, which is our Florida state butterfly, and also Julia butterflies and gulf fritillaries for their caterpillars. So, and it does get an edible fruit on it. Which
I love the flower for those.
Flowers gorgeous.
Anita, so
yeah,
tell us a little bit about the Little Red Wagon. It started off as a pop-up operation. What are you doing and where you're located?
We're going to be located at 4113 Henderson Boulevard. We're opening next Saturday, kind of a mini grand opening. And yes, we started off doing pop-ups the week of Earth Day and kind of doing that out of my office parking garage to just bring the plants. And I thought, well, we can start doing this once a month. And it went so well, I started looking for a location. And we were very fortunate to find a good spot here in South Tampa so we can have regular hours and not just do this on a monthly basis. So
how can people find out more, Anita, about Little Red Wagon?
Well, we have our website, littleredwagonnativenursery.com. That's got information on it. We also do pre-orders that'll start on Monday. The shop is always open online to set up pre-orders and schedule pickups even before we open. And then we are also on Instagram, Nurture Native.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page as well, which is the Little Red Wagon Native Nursery.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Anita, for joining us on Better Lawns and Garden and providing a much needed nursery to buy natives and pollinator plants. We'll give that information out more at the end of the hour. Good luck on your grand opening.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us.
If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400 or text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We at the Alzheimer's Association recognize that dealing with dementia is stressful under the best of circumstances, and the pandemic only adds to the challenge. We want you to know that you're not alone. We remain committed to providing care and support for families dealing with Alzheimer's and other dementia. Please visit us on the web at alzprogramsanytime.com to view resources and caregiving training anytime from the comfort of your home. Again, that's alzprogramsanytime.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Want to hear something about life jackets? Try inflatable life jackets. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. For more information, go to myfwc.com. A message from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom, and Joni, do you know what we call two hurricanes that join together in one location?
Double trouble.
I'll buy into that one.
Well, it's called a Fujiwara, and the last time it happened in Florida, it was with July 18th, 1959, with Tropical Storm Beulah and an unnamed depression. And it almost happened again in 2002 with Tropical Storms Edward and Tropical Storm Fay, but they both dissipated too quickly, and so it didn't happen. Hopefully, I think with the news this morning, the weather this morning, I don't think we're going to see it. So that's good. But you don't have to worry about getting your gardening questions answered this morning. You can let Tom and I help you. This is the time to call with your gardening questions. We would love to talk with you. So give us a call, 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. So, Tom, let's take a call from Gary in Geneva. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Good morning. By the way, it was nice to hear your guest talking about the Maypopper passion flower. Yeah. I've had them blooming all summer long, and they are just so beautiful. They're just incredible.
Wonderful.
My question is about citrus. About 2 years ago, I guess it is, I planted a Meyer lemon and a Satsuma, each in a pot, a 14-inch pot. And my sister has a Meyer lemon, and she's had for years in the pot, and it's done pretty well, except she doesn't take very good care of it. But the Satsuma, it got blown off the other day in one of our violent thunderstorms, and the pot broke, and I found out that it is was pretty pot bound, which I figured it probably was. I've seen other people, especially out in Arizona and places like that, grow citrus in pots, and I just wanted some information about that. Can I cut back the roots, prune back the roots, or should I? And how big a pot, and how long can I expect it to be able to stay in the pot? I was wondering, like, they cut back, I know, the roots on bonsais, and I wondered if you can, not that I'm trying to make a bonsai out of a 4-foot plant, but I was wondering if I can do that.
You can, Tom. We can keep plants in containers growing a long time.
Oh, yes, we can, and you'll see it in some of the arboretums where they have citrus, especially in the northern areas. They've been in the containers a long time, but big containers, you know. A 14-inch container I don't think is going to be big enough, and you see it being pot-bound. I'd be going for, a 25, 50-gallon container.
That's what I would do, too, as large a container as possible. And then what you need to do then, Gary, is then every couple of years you can pull it out of the pot. That's not going to hurt the plant. But pull it out of the pot and see how root-bound it is. And then I would cut, 2 to 3 inches off the bottom, maybe open up on the sides, and then re-put new soil back in the pot and then replant it. Tom?
Yep, I do the same thing. It's just important to keep it growing like that. So a large container, like you said, you can shave some of the roots off periodically. But the more you take it out of the container and shave roots, the more you're going to stunt the plant, which may be good if it's in a container. Yeah.
Right. But it's also important to get the soil in there because it's going to use up the soil that's in the pot.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Potting soil, or would you use what they call the others, I guess, a yard soil or whatever? Or
I'd go with a potting soil. Yeah,
I would go with a potting soil, too, as well.
Okay, great. That was really helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.
Have a great
Let's go
day.
To Keith in Merritt Island. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How can we help you?
Well, I have two beautiful mango trees. They bloomed unbelievably, had a huge crop. Month later, they dropped half their fruit, and there was still tremendous amount. And then I can't give you the time frame, but a month or two later, they dropped all the fruit.
Wow.
So what did I do wrong?
You know, I don't know that you've done anything wrong. The tree holds what it can support, and this is not abnormal for mangoes, you know, really thin themselves out. Yours thinned it out too much. How large is the tree?
Oh, they're both at least 30 feet.
Okay, wow. So it's an older tree. What you'll get is, you know, years where you get later production, and for some reason this year couldn't hold the fruit. Just make sure that, you know, it's not overly moist, but it's getting adequate water. Make sure you're fertilizing it three times a year, and that should help you out. But next year you'll probably do much better, but this does happen, and it's normally, a lot of it's environmental normally. Teresa?
Yeah, that's what I would agree. I'd make sure you're fertilizing on a regular basis and not overwatering it. And then every couple of years, they just go through a cycle where they get moody and say, not this year.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.
If the tree looks good, it should be fine. Yeah.
All righty. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Tom, do you want to take some text messages?
Yes, I do, and I have one here. It's a legal question. It says, is it legal to propagate thornless blackberries? If so, how do I do that? Here's my take on the legal issues on things that are patented. Most of them probably are, I would guess. That, as I understand it, and again, it's my understanding, check the law, but at my understanding, you can do it for your own use if you want to propagate some more. But you can't sell them, and I even think you're not even allowed to give them away, actually. But anyway, so that's my understanding of the law, that you can do it for yourself. Teresa, how about propagation?
Propagation, my favorite way and the easiest way, I think, is to tip layer it. I think it just responds very well to that. It's a little bit late in the year to do the hardwood cuttings, so that's usually done in the springtime. But tip layering, just stick a piece of the branch in the ground and cover it up, and within 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to have some roots growing there.
Yep, it's pretty easy to do, actually, and you'll get your thornless blackberries. Okay, here's another one. It says, good morning. Good morning to you, too. they live in Monticello area, and they would like a recommendation for a large, fast-growing shade tree to plant in a pasture. And this is from Janine.
Ooh, what, for North Florida.
Well, one that comes to mind very quickly to me is a sycamore.
Sycamore will do very well. I love sycamores, and they grow very fast, and they would make a lovely shade tree. That's an excellent choice.
Yeah.
Also, too, we got some elms that'll grow up there, too, as well.
Yes, nice elms. And, you know, even the live oak, once it gets going, it'll move along. So I wouldn't rule that out. But if you want something quick, the sycamore, the elms would be a good suggestion, I would think. Yeah.
I would think so.
Yep. If somebody wants to call us, the number here, of course, is 407-916-5400. If you want to text us, it's 23680. You want another text message?
One more, and then we got John in Orlando on the phone.
Okay, it says, how do you prevent doveweed in St. Augustine lawns? Is there a herbicide to remove it once it has invaded, or just wait for cool weather? Waiting for cool weather might take a little while. The herbicide that's most available, as far as I know, it's still available. I know I looked about a few weeks ago, is atrazine.
Mm-hmm.
And atrazine is available in some of the weed and feeds, although we can't use the weed and feeds in many areas right now. You can still use the atrazine, just follow the label. And that's about the only one that's readily available to residents, to homeowners that have lawns. And there are other things that pest control companies will be using, but they're not readily available or economic. Yeah.
Right. They should wait till the end of September and put it out, because it's still a little hot right now to put down an herbicide.
Yeah, the big problem there is that if the doveweed is taking over your lawn and it's going to choke out the St. Augustine, you don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, that's true. True. Okay. We have John in Orlando. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, ladies and
morning,
gentlemen.
Good morning.
While on the subject of trees, if you will, my question has to do with regular maintenance or trimming. A friend of mine who claims to have the proverbial green thumb, his position is trees are like people. They all have different personalities and different needs, different requirements. And if that's the case, then does when one has their tree trimmed, do professionals take a different approach in terms of trimming depending on the type of tree, or is trimming trimming?
You know, it depends on the tree to a certain extent, but in general, trimming is trimming. We want that nice straight trunk. We want good branching. Now, we do have some that do well with a modified leader, like the elms, for instance. But in general, we're looking for a pretty traditional trimming technique. Again, a straight central trunk, no competition from twin trunks or twin leaders, good spacing around the branches. So I think in general they're going to follow that type of pattern. Teresa, what do you think?
Well, I think exactly true for trees that are evergreen or don't lose their leaves as frequently as the deciduous trees. But if they're deciduous and they bloom in the springtime, there are certain times of the year you want to make sure you don't cut them back. So I just would say it depends on the variety. But tree trimming, as a rule, you have a best management practices for it so that it's not it doesn't become weak. And then depends on the tree, what time of the year it blooms, and if it's deciduous.
Yeah, and you want a company that knows what they're doing. You want a certified arborist in that company. I'd like to have a certified arborist on the job at least to direct the people how to prune it, because somebody going through the neighborhood with a chainsaw on their back is probably not going to be a good tree trimmer.
Exactly. Always use a certified arborist. They know all of the details about the different trees. All right.
Okay, okay then. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tom, we got a minute or so for text questions.
Yeah, we do. Here's a good one. It falls into what we're talking about. How do you tell the difference between a live oak and a laurel oak? Well, a live oak is green, it's growing, it has leaves on it, versus a dead oak. Joni liked that one, too.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can help out, and then, Teresa, you can
I'll jump
add
in.
To this there. Live oak, the leaves are very tough and durable. They're kind of cupped a little bit, often has a whitish covering on the bottom of them. Laurel oak, very flat leaf, very green also, but they're bright green on the bottom side, and they're not cupped. Teresa?
I think that's exactly right, but they're also oak trees hybridize. And so if you're finding them out in the woods, or if you're buying them, sometimes that they can hybridize with other oak trees, and so sometimes it's a little hard to tell.
Yes, yeah, but if you've got a true live oak, should be pretty easy.
It should be very easy, yes.
Yeah, a cup of leaf, a little white on the bottom, and a very dark green normally if it's a healthy tree. Yeah,
there you go. Do you have a gardening question you need answers to? Call us at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins here with Tom McCubbin, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Lawns and Gardens. This is the time to call in with your gardening questions, and you can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. Tom, we have Paul in the Villages. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Tom. Yes, I have a 35-foot-tall Washingtonia, and this time of year in the spring, and it always opens. Past couple of years, seed shoots have opened up, and there are millions and millions of these seeds that come out of it, and they're all over everything, and they get into the beds, into the lawn. I was wondering if they're acidic. Do they harm the lawn? What can I do? Can I dissolve them sooner? I mean, can I put like lime on them or something that might dissolve them?
I wish. No, it's not going to happen. You're just going to have to rake them up, I'm afraid. You're going to have to be out there picking them up. And, you know, what you might keep in mind is if you could get the flower clusters pruned out before they really open up or as soon as the seeds start to form, because they're going to fall.
That's the only way to stop it is get somebody up there. But it's really high. I can't do it from the ground.
I know. It's something that, if you just get them before they go to seed, then you're going to have much easier.
Yeah, yeah. Now, about a month ago, you were talking about there was a caller who had a dry lawn, dry area, and you said sometimes it's acidic. Does that cause a hard-packed lawn that doesn't grow very well?
It would have to be mighty acidic to cause a problem with the turf. But if it's down around 4.5 or something like that, then you could have a problem. But otherwise, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Paul. I appreciate it. We have Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, Roy. Teresa, Tom, Joni. I got a question about my I just planted a papaya tree. I grew it from seed. It's about 3 feet tall. And I was wondering, I see a couple of them around here, and they're real tall. Can you top them?
You can top them, and they'll branch out. Of course, you just delay the fruiting time for them. It takes about a year for them to come into fruit. The other thing is, you don't know whether it's a male, female, or, have both sexes on the same plant, a bisexual. I try to look for the blue booties and pink booties, but it doesn't work.
Now, Tom, when you top them, should you be doing it at a certain time of the year?
You know, we just seem to do it at any time, but quite often they get topped out by Mother Nature in the springtime,
or
wintertime. So then they grow back, and I can't tell you they won't rot back also. But most of them survive, and they put out multiple shoots. But they still get tall, you know. Unless you have a dwarf form, they're still going to grow tall.
Yeah. So if we don't know it had blue booties or pink booties, I got a tree about, well, I don't, but my neighbor does, about, I don't know, not even, maybe an eighth of a mile away. Is that close enough for it to pollinate?
Probably. You know, the insects can move it. You can keep your fingers crossed. What you hope is a bisexual, so you have both sexes on the same plant.
Yeah, I'll make a novena for that.
and the way to tell is that if it puts out long flower stalks, that's normally a male, and if the flowers are very close to the trunk, that's normally a bisexual or a female.
Okay. Another thing is I got it planted in it's not like constantly wet, but it's probably one of the wetter spots of my yard. Does it like dry or wet soil?
My guess is going to like where you have it, as long as it's not flooded. You know,
right.
As long as it stays nice and moist.
Well-drained.
Well-drained, yeah. All right, I guess I covered everything for me. If you got time, I got you were talking about the plumerias.
Yeah.
And I got that rust stuff on the leaves now.
Orange color.
Yeah.
You want to get one of the systemic and fungicides. Immunox is one of them. BioAdvance has one. One that says it'll say rust on it, and it's systemic, and you need to start doing it as soon as you start to see the rust, because it can cause defoliation.
Yeah,
there you go. Thank you so much, Roy.
Right.
Take care, Roy.
Tom, we have some text messages.
We do, but why don't we take a break right now, and then we can
have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400 or text at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is our final segment, so you have time to call with your gardening question, 407-916-5400, and you can text at 23680. Tom, we have text messages.
Oh, we got plenty of them. I want one here I need to answer here. It's from Terry, and it says, "Where is Joni?" She's looking for Joni. She said she calls, but she gets no answer. She's probably calling the old number. You have to call the 407-916-5400, and Tom Benson will answer that one. But Joni is here. You can hear her laugh and does Joni's corner.
Yes, I'm here.
And here's her question. My poinsettia leaves are shriveling up and dying off. Should I cut it way back? And she says, love your show. My answer to that is August is the last time, end of August is the last time to cut the poinsettias back. I would go ahead and cut it back. Make sure you have it filtered sun, the full sun. Keep it moist. Keep it fertilized. And hopefully you'll get the colorful bracts by the holidays. Let's go to a caller.
Good question. Let's go to Sylvia in Leesburg. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. I'm so happy that you guys are on the air. We have a Stevens holly, and it's when is the best time to trim that?
You have a what type of holly?
Nellie Stevens holly.
Yeah.
It's quite large. We did have it trimmed once, but we haven't done it in a couple of years. What's the best time to trim it?
You know, I would do it around holiday time and use all the boughs for decorations, but you can do it almost any time you want, as far as I've concerned. Teresa?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I love it, cutting it at Christmas time so you can use it in your holiday decorations. Great idea.
That's a good idea. It's a lot cooler then, too. Okay, how about knockout roses? Mine are doing very poorly. Is it because of the heat?
Yeah, my guess is you're looking at fertilizer. You need a lot of fertilizer. Once they really get a certain size, you need to prune them back to get new growth. And I'm going to tell you, after a while, knockouts will wear out also. And you have a little pest called chili thrips that you need to control.
Okay,
great. We're going to go to Rob in Deltona. Good morning, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Yes, good
How
morning.
Can I help you? We got about a minute.
Oh, okay, I've got azaleas, the fashion azaleas, and the larger ones with the purplish-colored flowers.
Formosa.
Is it too late? Yeah, Formosa. Is it too late to prune those and trim them up, or should I just leave them till next spring?
Well, it's never too late to trim them unless you want flowers. If you want the blooms, yeah, it's too late. But if we can trim them almost any time. But if you want the blooms, my cutoff time is right around early June.
Mine too. Yep, that's when I would say no cutting after June.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Bye-bye. Tom, to text messages.
Yes, I've got one here. It says they're a first-time sunflower grower. It says it blooms and looks beautiful. Now it's declining. It says going south. And it says, do I take the stem out of the dirt? What's my next step? So the sunflower, it's about done. What do you do, Teresa?
You put it in the compost pile.
Exactly. And then you plant some more.
You can still be planting sunflowers all the way through, I would say, even October for us.
Oh, yeah. No problem. That was from Dorothy. Here's one here. It says, my pawpaws, I love pawpaws, but I hate the runners. Any suggestions on controlling them? The only thing I can tell you, if you have runners of any plant, you just got to keep pruning them out.
Yeah, or put them in pots.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one here. It says, good morning. This is Jeffrey from Monticello. It says, I have 20 to 30 pecan trees on property. The limbs constantly break off and fall, which leads to lots of cleanup. Is there any way to strengthen the trees to prevent that? You know, I think debris from pecan trees is just fairly normal. So I would say, you know, just make sure you're fertilizing them 2 to 3 times a year with the regular pecan fertilizer. What do you think, Teresa?
That's what I would do. If you see any kind of issues going off, I mean, you can take off some branches, but fertilizing is the key to, you know, making it strong.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's debris from pecans is just fairly normal. So you just have to keep up with it. But do fertilize, especially if you want to get the pecans. Here's one. This is Tony from Kissimmee. Not your Tony, Teresa, but Tony from Kissimmee. And it says, my St. Augustine lawn is getting large light green patches. What could be causing this?
Well, we talked about that a little bit earlier. So, you know, I would check for chinch bugs, check for rotting, just lift the roots up, or check for bugs. What do you think?
Yeah, that's very likely, and you just got to do some homework yourself. You got to be Sherlock Holmes. And so I would just go through. You might try just an iron application. Sometimes it's getting fairly uniform, and iron or minor nutrients. And next time we can fertilize those lawns in many areas is going to be October. Here we go. Let's see if I can sneak this one in real quick. I have a problem with ants in my container plants and aphids on my hibiscus. I also have animals, so I have to be careful with chemicals. I did try one pet safe spray, but had no luck. Any suggestions? Ants and on their hibiscus.
I would use a spray of water. Just keep knocking them off if you doesn't want to use any kind of chemicals. And hibiscus don't really like harsh chemicals. So spraying them up and then keeping them up. Tom, we're going to have to go to our ending here. So we'd like to thank Ed Thralls, Orange County Extension Horticultural Agent, with his help on fruits. And then also Anita Camacho with the Little Red Wagon Native Nursery. Hope everyone stops by for their grand opening. That's at 4113 Henderson Boulevard in South Tampa. You can also join them on Facebook. Joni, thank you so much for all of your gardening information. And Tom Benson, thank you for producing the shows. Thank you to all our callers and texters. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. Take care, everyone. I'm Teresa Watkins and Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.